You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, with the government having their last sitting today, the Residential Tenancies Amendment Bill of 2020 has been passed, which is an update on the 1986 Act. So that's 34 years since the Residential Tenancies Amendment Bill was updated. The reform includes the removal of the 90-day termination notice, which allowed landlords to remove tenants without any reason. However, in saying that, they will still be able to issue a 90-day notice, but they have to have significant reasoning behind it. The landlords will still be able to issue these notices when they are turning the premises into commercial premises or selling them, among other situations. The Act also means that landlords will not be able to increase rent prices more than once a year, as well as the ability to enable rent bidding, allowing renters to have a bit more financial certainty and the ability to get into a property in the first place. When it comes to the modification of properties, the amended bill will also allow for more freedom for tenants, as they'll be allowed to baby-proof their homes, hang pictures on the walls, and do some earthquake proofing as well.
Wait, just one second. Hang pictures on the walls?
Yeah, so I mean, we were talking about this in the newsroom before, and I think you were saying, Justin, that Hannah was saying that she was not even allowed to use glue tack on the walls, whereas this will now allow people to hang pictures on the walls. And I hope you all know how to do that. You got to knock on the wall and find the solid bit and hang it and make sure that you've got like the right weighting on it. It's sort of complicated, but it makes your home feel like home. Now, other changes include the removal of letting fees and key fees, as well as more moves towards having healthier homes. Now, these changes were supported across the coalition government, however, were opposed by National. Associate Housing Minister Chris Faafoe says that with more young families and elderly living in rentals, it is important that the right protections are put in place. When this comes into effect in 6 months, The amendment will affect around 600,000 households, which will range from one person to, I don't know how many people you can fit into one household, but I imagine it's a lot of people.
That's quite a lot, considering when, in the case of Auckland, quite a lot of young families are renting.
Yeah, I mean, not just young families, but also
uni students. And maybe single professionals.
Yeah. I mean, not everyone's got the ability to earn enough to save up to buy a house, and even then housing is just too expensive for most people. Now, while there was support for the bill, National has given it the nickname of the I Hate Landlords Bill, as well as a warning it will have unintended consequences on rent. Now, part of this bill has also not been well received by the Real Estate Institute of New Zealand, also known as RAINS, who said almost half of landlords and investors are either likely or highly likely to sell their property with these changes now in place, which was found out during a recent survey. Now, RAINS has stated that this will reduce the rental market even further and will continue to push up prices, even with centres such as Auckland and Wellington seeing a continual increase in average rent prices. And as we're discussing in the newsroom before, we feel that if they're going to sell their houses, either they're going to be purchased by either first home buyers, or they will be purchased by other people looking to turn them into rental properties who are willing to abide by the new laws. Fingers crossed, hopefully. Now, as it goes with many of these bills, the effects of these changes will only be seen as it comes into place within the next 6 months.
Sweet. Thanks, James.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.